Senators react to appearing on Trump's list of potential SCOTUS nominees, humbling, immense honor. By Hannah Blow on September 9, 2020. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, on Wednesday expressed gratitude for being included on President Trump's updated list of potential Supreme Court nominees, stating there is no greater responsibility in public service than to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and calling Trump's inclusion of him on the list humbling and an immense honor. President Trump updated his list of potential Supreme Court nominees on Wednesday, which included active conservative politicians including Senators Tom Cotton, RR, Josh Hawley, RMO, and Ted Cruz, RTX. I'm grateful for the president's confidence in me and for his leadership in nominating principled constitutionalists to the federal bench over the last 4 years, Cruz said in a statement following Trump's announcement. He continued, as a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, I've been proud to help confirm to the bench over 200 of President Trump's judicial nominees, including two to the Supreme Court. It's humbling and an immense honor to be considered for the Supreme Court. The High Court plays a unique role in defending our Constitution, and there is no greater responsibility in public service than to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. In the Senate, I have been blessed to lead the fight to preserve our constitutional liberties every day, to defend the rights of 29 million Texans, and I look forward to continuing to do so for many years to come. Senator Hawley also expressed gratitude but explicitly stated that he has no interest in the High Court. Like Cruz, Senator Cotton did not reject the prospect, stating that he will always heed the call of service to our nation. Trump's list included Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron, R., Florida Supreme Court Justice Carlos Muniz, and U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit Stewart Kyle Duncan. Every one of these individuals will ensure equal justice, equal treatment, and equal rights for citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed, Trump said on Wednesday. Trump's update comes as the presidential election clock continues to tick down. All eyes have been on Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who has been undergoing chemotherapy to treat a recurrence of cancer. However, she has exhibited no signs of retiring from the High Court. I have often said I would remain a member of the court as long as I can do the job full steam, the justice said in a July statement, revealing the diagnosis. I remain fully able to do that. While Democrats have warned Trump against filling a potential Supreme Court vacancy ahead of the 2020 election, Trump said he would absolutely do it.